Okay, yeah. Just wanted to spend a few minutes this morning talking about encounter. Encountering God. Because I think right from the beginning of joining Oasis and leading Oasis, I've wanted it to be a place where people can come and encounter him. Hear stories of like Katharine Kuhlman meetings where people got out of their car and even before they got into the building, they just fell flat on their face because they encountered Holy Spirit there. And as my heart has always been for Oasis to be a place where people can come, feel at home, but encounter him. Because, every home's got a dad, and he's our dad. And the point of coming into a family is to encounter the Father, I think. So that's my heart for our church, is to be a place where people can encounter him. And even now, when we're not meeting in a building, because in my mind it's always been people come into the hall and they encounter him, or they come into the car park. But actually, it should be when they come near us, because we're the church. When they come near us, we should be expecting them to encounter him through us, through him shining through us, and what he wants to do through us. So I just wanted to spend a few minutes about talking about encounter. It's one of the topics, if you like, I put on the website. I put three things on the website, which is worship, encounter, and transform. And Suzanne asked this week about the church values, and I pointed her to the fire values that we usually have at the front. And I thought I'll go and just refresh my memory on the fire values. So I went to the Catch the Fire website, and they've rehashed them. So instead of having FIRE now, they have presence, encounter, transform. And I thought, wow, because when I redid the website a few months back, I put worship, encounter, transform. And I thought, well, it's just confirmation for me that God's speaking through that, because worship and presence, they're not too far apart.
No.
And of course, I've got the t-shirt on. For those of you who can read that.
No, we can't see
You're all
it.
squinting.
Yeah.
It says, "Encounter God's transforming presence." And I think at the heart of that, we love his presence. We spend a long time in his presence, and we love it, and that's right. But the heart of it, I think, is the encounter, because we all need to encounter him, and through that encounter, we experience his transformation. Yeah, so I picked out three characters in the Bible who encountered God in different ways. And I'm going to be quick, so I'm not going to go into depth in any of them. But in Genesis 32, we've got Jacob. Those of you who remember, Jacob wrestled with God for the night. Yeah, and he wrestled with him, and he wouldn't let go until he received what he wanted. He wanted a blessing from God, and he wrestled all night until he received his blessing. He wouldn't let go. He was the first character. And he was transformed because God changed his name. He changed his name from Jacob, which is like supplanter, deceiver, and he changed it to Israel, which it means wrestles with God, struggles with God, but it can also mean triumphant with God. So Jacob, through his persistence in that encounter, wrestling with God, he was transformed from a deceiver to a triumphant one with God, one who sticks with God and stays with God. So he's my first character. It's Genesis 32. The second one was Moses. You all know the story of the burning bush, Moses' encounter with the burning bush. What sticks out for me in that is Moses' reaction, where God wants to send him back to talk to Pharaoh. And he says, "I've never been eloquent. I'm slow of speech and tongue. Please send someone else." So God chose Moses, even though Moses didn't think he was the right person. He chose him, and he commissioned him. And he transformed him from someone who was slow of speech, slow of tongue, not eloquent, into somebody who ended up writing most of the Old Testament. You know, what a transformation, and what an impact on everyone. You know, what the story of Moses is amazing. And it reminds me of Jonah, actually. Jonah's, I think, my favourite character in the Bible. And the word of the Lord came to Jonah, and Jonah ran away. That speaks to me quite a lot, you know. but even then, God brought about what he wanted. He transformed Jonah from someone who ran away to somebody who had the courage to stand and speak for him. He wasn't on my list of three. I just threw that in as an extra, as a freebie that we were talking about earlier. Third one, obvious one, is Saul on the Damascus Road. When God appeared to him and knocked him off his donkey and said, "Why are you persecuting me?" And we all know how Saul was transformed into Paul. And these are three characters that met with God. They had an encounter, and it dramatically changed their lives. And I think for most of us here, we've all had our own encounter with God, haven't we? I mean, mine was pretty Damascus Road-like. I know for some it was more of a smooth transition. But at some point in there's still an encounter where God got hold of us and changed us.
Mm.
You know, and our life hasn't been the same since. And that's what we want to see in other people's lives. That's our drive for evangelism is so that people can encounter him the way that we encountered him.
Mm.
You know. So I then started thinking, well, how do we encounter God? How is it we can encounter God? And the first thing he said to me was, actually, you can't encounter me. I encounter you. Yeah. Oh, that's so true. That's so true. But the good news, we don't have to wait for years for him to encounter us, because the good news is that he wants to encounter us. The God of the universe, the God who made everything, he wants to encounter us, because that's why he made us. He made us to have fellowship with him, didn't he? Like Adam and Eve in the garden, it was so they could walk with him and talk with him. And that's his heart for all of us.
Mm.
So he wants to encounter us. And all we have to do is be willing. And sometimes it's dramatic, and sometimes it's just in that quiet place when that still small voice speaks to us. But it's an encounter. And every encounter we have with him, it changes us a little bit more. It does something else inside us, which just makes us a little bit more like him. And so it's right that we seek to encounter him for ourselves, and we need to spend as much time as we can encountering him so that he can change us. So that gift that he gives us of you know, just his presence being with us, that change that he brings about inside us. And as I say, it grows with every encounter to the point where we change into the people that can carry his presence so that other people can encounter him through us. Because we learn to encounter him, and we can spend time with him. We can look through the scriptures. There are so many ways we can encounter him. But the people out there who don't know him, how are they going to encounter him? Yes, they can have a Damascus Road experience like Paul did, like I did. But I think even with Paul, his heart was for God. He honestly believed he was doing the right thing for his God. So, you know, God could see in his heart that he was a man who was searching for God and wanting to do God's will. But there's so many people out there who just don't want to know. You know, so how do they encounter him? It's through people like us, when they see the way we live and you know, the way we react in circumstances, and they have that, you know, what is it about you that makes you different to the way I react? And that can draw them in to a place where they're open to an encounter. So just, you know, I put some notes down on how do we facilitate, how do we position ourselves to encounter him. And obviously there's scripture, there's quiet times, there's worship. But actually, when you get to that point where you're so in love with him, you just see him everywhere, don't you? And the last thing I put down was nature, everything. You know, you can encounter God anywhere, through anything. If you look at anything, look at a flower and or a blade of grass. If you look at it and just think how it's amazing how it's made, how it's put together, how it stays together, how it grows, how it propagates. It's just so incredible. You can see God in anything. You can pick up anything and look at it. When your heart, you know, when your heart is in love with him, you can look at anything and just see God in it. We used to have these evenings where we'd put several objects on the table and just ask people to look at the objects and ask what's God saying through those objects. And, you know, almost every person in the room would find something that God was speaking through one of the objects. And it could be anything, you know, a cactus, a matchbox, a bag of flour, bag of salt, anything. And people can see what God's saying through those objects. So we can look at almost anything. And if we're open and position ourselves just to receive, we can encounter him. Yeah. So how do we help other people encounter him that same way? And I just noted down the way to do it is to demonstrate Jesus, because we want them to encounter him. We don't want them to encounter us. We want them to encounter him. So how do we live that people will see Jesus through us? You know, how do we react to people? Have we got a love for them? Are we sincere in what we're doing? Are we willing to serve them? Yeah. Do we have integrity in what we do? And do we represent the truth? Well, those things that would enable people to see Jesus, they may not recognize that it's Jesus, but they'll look at you and say, well, what is it about that person? And it brings an opening for you to help them to encounter him. You know, we often think, oh, who am I? What can I do? And that just brings, it's like Moses, isn't it, at the bush. Who am I that you would send me? I can't even speak properly. You know, but God's put a gift in every one of us that he can use to further his kingdom, to attract people to him. And that's what we need to be aware of, that all the time. Every time we meet somebody, we need to be aware that we're a representation of Jesus, and maybe the only one they're going to see that day or that week. So do we make the most of each encounter? And are we aware, as we're talking with somebody, are we aware of Holy Spirit and what he's saying, what he wants to say to that person? And if he gives us something to say, are we bold enough to say it? You know, we can pray for the courage, can't we? Because as we were talking earlier, God doesn't always do things in a nice, polite way. Sometimes he can be quite offensive. And sometimes you have to be quite blunt with people. And that's really against my nature. But if he asks us to do it, are we willing? Are we willing to do that? I'd much rather draw people to him in a nice way, but sometimes you need to confront. And it comes out of our encounters with him that we can hear him and we can know what to do in each circumstance. But we have to make ourselves aware of his presence with us, or we'll just carry on day to day doing what we always do. I was reminded earlier that on the altar in the tabernacle, God started the fire, but it was the priests who had to keep the fire burning. So how do we steward the gift that God's given us? Do we keep it burning within us? And do we want to share it with others? Or do we just sort of let it dwindle a little bit inside and ignore it sometimes? You know, like Paul wrote to Timothy, didn't he? You know, fan the flame that's inside you. Fan the flame. What gift has God given to you that you need to fan today, so that other people can see him through you? I've written down here, we all have a gift from God, and each encounter increases that gift within us. We need to fan the flame to be a people on fire for him.
Mm.
Be on fire for him.
Mm.
And we need to burn brightly for others to see him in us. So it's not about anything we can do apart from keeping that gift, keeping that flame alive in us and allowing it to shine through us for other people to see. Being prepared to do what he tells us to do and say what he tells us to say. And the more we encounter him for ourselves, the more we're going to have to share with others, and the easier it will be to attract other people into that place of encounter with him so that they can encounter him. Because it's, you know, we can talk about him, but unless people encounter him, they need to encounter him for themselves, because that will bring about change in their life. That will bring about the transformation. It's the encounter that they need. And that's it. That's, God wants to encounter them. We need to be encouraged. Your relatives who don't know Jesus and don't want to know Jesus, he wants to know them. And your neighbour who makes a noise and keeps you awake all night, Jesus wants to know them. He wants you to love them so that he can know them and they can know him. It's a challenge, isn't it? I found it a challenge this morning when I was just preparing that, and I thought, what gifts has God put inside me? And I say, well, who am I? I can't do that. You know, there's other people who can do that much better than me. And he pointed me to Moses. Yeah, there are other people who can do it better than you, but they'll do it out of their own strength. Whereas you have to rely on me. And then he shines through. It's not me shining through, it's him shining through. Because I know in myself that I can't do this. And I think it's that which will attract other people. If you do something that attracts people, they probably think, oh, you're just so big-headed and you know, you're good at everything. But if you're doing something that you're not good at and it's, they see God shining through, they may not recognize him, but they will receive it in a different way, because it's not a pride or an arrogance. It's a truth and a love that's coming through from the Father who wants to get to know them. And I think this is a key for us to help people encounter him to grow his kingdom. And I think whether we stay apart like this for a long time or whether we come back together, we need to be a people who want others to encounter him. And we want to burn so brightly for him that others can encounter him through us. Yeah.
In Daniel 12, verse 3, speaking of the last days, it says, this is the Amplified version, those who are spiritually wise will shine brightly like the brightness of the expanse of heaven, and those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever and ever. I think that's really,
yeah,
that's a, you know, in words is what, you know, what the Lord is saying. He wants us to shine. He really wants, you know, that what he's put within us, you know, to facilitate that, for that to grow and grow and grow, for us to grow into maturity and to really shine. And that is going to be what draws people to him and leads people to righteousness.
So let's pray.
Could you tell us your testimony? At some point, maybe not today, but another time.
Yes.
Actually, what your encounter with God initially was like.
We will. Yes. We could do that tomorrow night, if you like. Monday night. Testimony night.
Good, yeah.
Okay.
You were talking about, actually, as you mentioned Jonah, I'd had the same thought a few minutes before. The other person, I say, you know, you don't want to not do what God says, otherwise you might end up looking like a fool like Balaam.
Yes.
Yes.
There's always a donkey willing to speak for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's pray for you guys. Who wants to burn brighter?
We all do.
You got a flamethrower there then.
Lovely.
Yes, here he comes. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you came and encountered us, each and every one of us. We're here because you came and encountered us.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you for the gifts that you put inside us.
Mm.
And we ask right now that each of us, you would fan, you would help us to fan that gift, that flame, that it would grow brightly, Father. Holy Spirit, would you set us all on fire for you? Would you bring us back to our first love?
Yes, Lord.
Would you help us to shine brightly so that others can be drawn to you?
Yes, Lord.
Father, we just come against all fear that would stop us stepping out from you. We just come against all attacks of the enemy that would stop us advancing your kingdom.
Yes.
And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would fill us afresh. Fill us afresh.
Yes,
help Jesus. Us to fan that flame and burn brightly for you.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to advance your kingdom. And Father, help us to encounter you more. We want to encounter you more so that we have more of you to share with others. We want to encounter you more so we can know you more. Father, for each one listening here, would you just touch us right now? Fill us afresh. Set us on fire. Tell us your plans. And give us courage and boldness to step out for you.
Yes.
That others can encounter you as well.
Yes, Lord.
We ask this in Jesus' name. Say, send your fire, Lord.
Yes.
Send your fire. Lord. It's not Pentecost yet, but send your fire anyway.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And have Pentecost every day.
Yes.
Every day, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.